Some of our experiment. We'll slice some and have it. Oh, you better try it.
I'm anxious to see what that's like.
Well, it's just cooked bread the way that I'll see it, which all that a dumpling is, more or less. Good dumpling you have in the meat for seasoning. This is done. Someone put in green beans on top of green beans for that seasoning.
That reminds me, now that you mention it, what about, we'll get back to your mother, but different types of beans around here? Or just
we have, in the regular beans, we have the pinto beans and the red beans, and then of course we have the lima beans, and some of them call them soup beans, a little tiny white bean that they put in soup primarily. I don't know whether they have any other name, they just call them soup beans. But the predominant ones are the lima and the regular green beans, which includes the lining type or the bush type.
I see. And when you were talking about things, different vegetables that people grow in their gardens, you mentioned tomatoes. Do you have this small variety of tomatoes?
Yeah, that is a vine right there. That's porters. We call them porters here.
Porters.
And there's another one that's smaller than them that I don't raise anymore. I brought them from Mexico. Went to the lake down in Mexico, Azuca, which means sugar lake. And there are a lot of islands in it. On the islands, the tomato bushes is tall. The water is almost on top of it, you know. And those tomatoes get about that big, and maybe some of the biggest ones that big. Mm-hmm. And I smuggled some across in my tackle box and got the seeds and I planted, but they taste just like these here, and they're so small that it's hardly worthwhile. So I discontinued them.
Have you ever heard people call those small tomatoes Tommy Toes?
No, Tommy Toes. Mm-hmm. Now we have some that you could almost call Tommy Toes. They are pear-shaped, small ones. I had a bush right there, but like I said, this year my tomatoes didn't do anything. It had one on there about that long, kind of pear-shaped, kind of toe-shaped like.
Getting back to your parents, when your parents were growing up back then during those days, was there much opportunity for schooling, going very far in school?
No. My mother had more academic schooling than my father. My father, I believe, got all he got was fourth grade. And they had 6 months a year. And they had one teacher, of course he taught A to Z. And he was worse than a prison guard. Everybody dreaded him. My daddy said he noticed, he saw, witnessed. But he spanked some of the girls, they're teenage girls. Of course they all had dresses buttoned on the back, you know, in those days. He says buttons fly all over the room.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he really had let them have it. Hmm. Just for no particular reason, you know, just temper.
Since you were superintendent, did you ever have any problem in the school system with the discipline?
Well, I personally didn't have but one case where I had to have a hearing at a school down below here. And it was one of these little overgrown boys, you know, he's a little bit big for his age. I guess he's kind of sulky type. And seemed like there was something existing between the teacher and this boy's mother. They were kinfolks. It seemed like a little bit bad blood there, I gathered from later on. And it got a little bit ugly. And they had me come down there and hold a court, so to say. Which I did.